Okay, today is Daf Ayin Tes. We're actually in the beginning of Ayin Tes. So today is Sunday. So today, right now, we're going to do Sunday's Daf. Tonight at 9 o'clock, we're going to do Monday's Daf. Then Tuesday and Wednesday is Rosh Hashanah. We're going to have a Daf before Mincha. Thursday is Tzom Gedalia. We're going to do Daf also 9 o'clock. Friday, I'm not sure what we're doing Friday. What I think to do is as follows. Shabbos, Rabbi Ravag will not be speaking because it's Shabbos Shuva. So we're going to start at 9 o'clock. Both here and next door. So I was thinking of starting Daf at 8 and having an hour and doing whatever we could do in 1 hour. That's what I was thinking of doing. Sunday, I don't know what we're doing with the Slichas. So maybe we'll have to have Daf again at night. But between a full hour on Shabbos plus Sunday night, we should finish Fridays, Shabbos, and Sundays. Monday, we'll do Monday nights. Tuesday, we'll do Tuesday nights. And then Wednesday morning, because Erev Kippur, will be back to schedule. That's what I'm thinking of doing right now. If anyone can think of a better way, we'd love to. Yeah, then Yom Kippur will be regular, yeah. Then Yom Kippur's daf will do after Kol Nidre. Then Friday is Kedushin Daf Beis. What a way to start after Yom Kippur, no? Brand new Masechta, turning over a new leaf, a brand new year, and we start a brand new Masechta. But before we do that, we have to finish Gittin. Here we go. Says the Mishnah. Let's say the wife is standing on top of the roof. Top of the roof, Tosfos points out, we had a machlokas, whether or not the female, the wife, had to actually be in the place, in the house. Same machlokas. Even though we're going to say she's on top of the roof, she doesn't necessarily have to be there. It could just be that it's her house. Anyway, she's standing on top of the roof. Vizarkullah, and he throws it up onto the roof. Kivon shehigia la'avir hagag, once it reaches the airspace of the roof, hareza megureshes. She's already divorced. Why? Because it's considered her area. So even if on the way, the Gemara is going to say this, if on the way down, a bird comes and snatches it and flies away with it, she's still divorced. Why? Because the minute it reaches the airspace, that's all you need. It's in her rishus, she's divorced. Now, hu lamayla v'hi lamata, let's say he's on the roof and she's down below. Right? He's on the roof and she's down below. Vizarkullah. And he throws it down off the roof, down toward her. Again, kivan sheyatza mirashut hagag. Once it leaves the rishus of the gag, once it starts getting into the airspace of the chatzar, which is next to the gag. Now, nimchak, if it gets erased somehow, or nisraf, or it gets burnt on the way down, hareza mugaresha, she's still divorced. Now, those two phrases also go apply to the resha. There's a Raj, but why it's only mentioned in the Sefer, but same halacha. In other words, the point is, once it's in the airspace of where it has to be, that's enough to be considered divorced. And the Gemara now will flesh this out. So the Gemara says, V'holo mintar, how could you tell me that if you throw the get up over the up to the roof, that the minute it reaches the airspace, she's divorced? But that's not a guarded area. How could that be considered to be divorced? It's not guarded. So the Gemara says, no, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shul, no, Begag Sheish L'maka, Skidon. No, the roof had a maka. So therefore, once it's in the airspace of the roof, it can't go anywhere. The get can't go anywhere because it's guarded. So the Gemara says, Ulubar Menashe Mishmei Da'avimi Amar Pacha, here we're talking about Pachos Mishlosha Samach L'gaga Skidon. It's within three tfachim of the roof. And we're talking about, you threw it, doesn't even have to have a roof, doesn't even have to have a maka. But the minute it reaches within three tvachim of the ground, it's considered as if it's resting on the ground, and therefore it's a good get. What? The roof, I meant the roof. Once it reaches within three tvachim of the roof, it's considered on the roof. I saw the Bir Halacha actually brings this up in Hilchos Tefillin. Let's say you have tefillin on your head, and it's not on your head yet. It's almost on your head. And then you're mafsik. So do we ever say like a lava type of thing with your tefillin? It's on your head already. It's within three tefachim of your head. Right? We say it here. We say it by places besides Hilchos Sukkos. Would you say that here? So all the Mepharshim say you do not say it by tefillin. Because by tefillin is a din of tying. On the Rosh, there is no tying, but it's called hiduk, it's called a placing, it's called firming it up on your head. It's a different, it's considered like tying. considered like tying, even though you don't actually tie on your tefillin shel rosh. But it's considered like tying, even though misvara, maybe we'd say, we don't say that. So if you're mafsik, right before you put your tefillin shel rosh on your head, don't say, oh, I'm not really mafsik, because it's already considered on. It's not considered on. And therefore, it would be mafsik. Okay. Hula maila, what if you're on the roof and you throw it down to her? Again, for halo mintar, how could you tell me that the minute you throw it off the roof, and now it's in the chutzar, the get, and it's falling down from 18 stories, that's considered in her rishus? It's not guarded. So Gemara gives the same answer. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Kigon, Shahayu, Mechitzos, Hatachtonos, there were Mechitzos. And the Mechitzos of the chutzar, Odafos, Al, Ha'elyonos, were higher than the Mechitza of the roof. In other words, you're on a roof. The roof, let's say, had a maka. But there's a chutzar right next to the building you're on. You're standing on a roof. Right in front of you, there's a chutzar. That chutzar has walls, mechitzos, that are taller than the walls, than the mechitzos of the roof. So the second the get goes into the airspace of the chutzar, it's protected. Because those walls are taller than the roof's walls. So it's always protected. Once it's always protected, there's no problem of not being guarded. V'chein amar b'lazer amar v'hoshia, kigon, for example, shayim mechitzos ha-tachtonos adofas al-yonos, the outer wall, the outer mechitzos are greater than the mechitzos of the roof. V'chein amar v'ula amar v'yochanan, again, kigon shayim mechitzos ha-tachtonos adofas al-yonos. The outer mechitzos of the chutzar are taller than the mechitzos of the roof. Amalei Rav Abba l'ula. So Rav Abba says to Ula, how does this work? Why is it that the minute the get reaches the chutzar, she's considered divorced? Why? We didn't really say why. Right? What's the answer is going to be? Because it's considered her rishus.
She
well,
I'm
sorry? So the top Tosa says it's the same machlokas we had by the house. Do you have to actually be in the house when the husband throws it at you? That was a machlokas. Tosa says the same machlokas. Does she actually have to be there? Or does she not have to be there? So that was a machlokas. We had a machlokas about that. Machlokas on Maroyim. Same machlokas. Now, why does this work? The answer is because it's her rishus. Now, we know that rishus ha-yachids go up to the rakia. So once it reaches her rishus, no matter what floor you're on, she's considered divorced. So says the Gemara, Amar Leir of Abba Le'ula, Kiman, who is this like? Kirebi? It's like Rebbe the Amar who said in Masechta Shabbos that Kaluta Kimisha Hun Chadamya, that throw, let's say for example, you throw something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus another Rishus HaYachid, you throw something across the street, from your house to your neighbor's house across the street, and the Rishus HaRab in between. So I throw it from here and it lands all the way across the street. Did I move something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim? According to Rebbe, you certainly did. Why? Because as the ball that you threw is traveling through the Rishus HaRabim, it's considered stationary. It's a little bit of a fiction. You have to imagine at each second the ball is traveling through the air, it's considered stationary. That's the phrase of Kiluta, moving through the air, is Kimi Shehun Chadamya. It's as if it's stationary. And if it's as if it's stationary, it went from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Then again, from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid. That's carrying on Shabbos. So let's say the same principle here. As the get is falling through the chutzar, it's considered as if it's stationary. And if it's considered as if it's stationary, she possesses it. The Gemara is going to reject it. So the Gemara says, let's say that that's what's going on over here. Kaluta kemisha hun chadamya. That traveling through the air is as if it's resting. The Gemara says, no, amalei afilu tamer rabbanon. That's the machlokas in Masechta Shabbos between Rabbi Akiva there, Rebbe, and the rabbanon. Some say there's no such principle, right? Because we don't make an imaginary stopping of the ball. We don't do that. So we're not going to make an imaginary stopping of the get. So even the ones that held in Masechta Shabbos, there was such a concept that's a very machmir. You're going to be over carrying for something you didn't carry. Just threw it across the street. So that idea, that will only apply by Shabbos. Afilu tam rabbanon. But the rabbanon would agree with this din over here. Ad kan lo pligi rabbanon ala had the rabbi el inyan Shabbos. That's all about inyan Shabbos. Aval inye aval hacha over here. Mishum in turehu. The whole issue is it guarded? The whole point is to get guarded. Is it something that we could say is really in her rishus? And v'ha kamintar, here it's guarded. Why is the mechitza going? The mechitza not even taller than the roof. It's not a problem. V'chein amar of asi amar of Yochanan, you don't show mechitzos hatachtonos, the outer mechitzos odafos al holyonos were taller than the mechitzos of the roof. Amalei Rabbi Zeir of Asi Kiman, who's like that? Kirebi, it's like Rabbi Dama, who said Kluta Kamisha Hunchadamya, that we apply the principle of Kluta, and the Gemara says, no, we're just repeating ourselves. Amalei Afil Tam Rabbanon. Adkan Lo Pligir Rabbanon Aleh the Rabbi El Inyan Shabbos. We only say that by Shabbos. Abel Inyan, Abel Hacha, but over here by Get, Mishum in Turehu, it's because it's guarded. Vaha Kamintar, and is guarded. Question? Now, the next part of the Mishnah said that if the get, you threw the get down from the roof, down to her, she's down below, and on the way down, somehow it gets erased or burned, what do we say? She's divorced. Why? Because the minute the get reached the chatzar's airspace, it reached her possession. If a bird comes and snatches it on the way down and flies away with it, she's divorced.
Why is that worse than the dog case?
Oh, the Gemara, we're going to get to that in a second. What? If the Gemara doesn't get to it, remind me, because the Rishonim, I saw the Rishonim ask it. Someone asks it. So the Gemara, I think it's the Rishonim, but we'll get that in a few minutes. Amar of Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua. Lo shanu el shenimchak derech yirida. The only way this is going to be good is if it got erased derech yirida. So let's say, for example, he's down below and she's up on the roof. So he throws it up to her. Now it goes up and then it goes down, right? That's physics. So first it goes up on the roof and then it goes down. On the Derech Yerida, there's no such din that if a bird comes and flies away with it, that it's still a good get. For sure it's not good. Only if it's Derech Yerida it's good. Why? It's obvious. Aval Nimcha Derech Aliyah, if it gets erased or a bird comes while it's on its way up, lo, there would not be a good get. My timer, why not? Because Meikara lo leminach koi. It was never fit to be on its way down. It was never fit to rest. It was never roy to rest. If it's never roy to rest, it can't be a good get. That might answer the dog problem. Because by the dog, what happened? You put the get on the floor, and you said, come get it?
The issue is
shmira.
So the fact that the bird takes it, there is a lack of shmira, she shouldn't be divorced.
Oh, so that's what I was saying, that we're talking about...
Even if it's on the way down.
No. That we're talking about that it's guarded. That we said there were mechitzos around the chatzar, or around the roof. So maybe it's not possible for a bird to get in there. So the only issue is nimchak or nisraf.
Right, whatever it is.
Whatever it is. So why is it done by a dog? So one of the Rishonim asked that question. Right, one second, let's do a little more. Nisraf, what if it got burnt? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Ravua, lo shor el shor kadam get lidleika. Of course, it's only true if the fire broke out after you threw the get up there. Second, right after you threw the get up there, all of a sudden the fire broke out. Aval, kadma deleka leget, but there's a fire raging up there. And you throw the get up into the fire. What kind of get is that? Lo, that's not a good get. My time, why not? Because meikar lo shefer kuzel. Because you're throwing it into the fire. What kind of get is that? You're throwing it, it's going to get burnt. If the fire broke out afterwards, what do you want from you? But if the fire broke, was already fire burning already, and you throw the get up there, it's like throwing something into the garbage. That's not a good get. The question with the dog is bothering me. Why is this different? What was the case by the dog?
It's in the chutzner.
What?
It's
right, so that could be the difference. By the case of the dog, it was in... What reshus was that? Is that a reshus of Rabbim? No, so we said it could even be 100 amas away. What? It could even be 100 amas away. The question was, who has shmir over it? So it could be the other side of the river... It's closer in miles-wise, because it's right by the river, but I can't get to it, because the river's in the way. And the husband's in a different borough, but he's much closer. But he's on the same side as the river, so he has a better chance of guarding it. So if a dog comes, so then maybe it's because it's a Rishus Rabbim, it's different. Here we're talking about private Rishus.
This is going into Rishus. She has
right.
Nothing to do with where she is. Or...
No, but the halacha would be the same. What if a bird comes and takes it away? We're going to say it's a good get. Why? Because it reached her Rishus, it reached her airspace,
right.
It's considered her Rishus. Now, anything happens afterwards, it's not our business.
Yeah, if the dogs are there, they're
what?
No,
but
the Gemara brings that it's an issue of Shemira. It doesn't matter, even that it's in her Rishus. Is it considered a Mintar?
Yeah, I don't know. I know one of the Rishonim asked that question. I don't remember what the answer was. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Rishuyos Chalukos Begitin. There are different types of Rishuyos when it comes to Gittin. Rashi says that 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 im she'ila habal makom chatzero lekabal of gitter lo she'ila gago obeso. If you lend somebody, if you lend a woman, you know what, I want to divorce you, fine, I'll give you that spot. It doesn't include the rest of the house, doesn't include the roof, only whatever you gave her. Amalei Rami bar Chama l'Rava menalei l'sabaha. How does he know that? How does the Saba, how does Rav Chista know that? Rava was Rav Chista's son-in-law. Right, so Rava's calling his father-in-law Saba. That's okay, you can do that. Amalei Masnithani, it's a Beferish Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Haisa Omedeth Al Rosh Hagag. Right, he doesn't want to call him dad, so he calls him Zayda, right? That's what the old, they don't want to call their father-in-law dad, so they call him Zayda. That he could do, right? So Haisa Omedeth, no, nobody changed. Haisa Omedeth Al Rosh Hagag. So if he's standing on top of the roof, this was the Mishnah. She's on top of the roof. Vizarkul La, and you threw it up to her. Kivin Shehigia Getla Avir Hagag. Once the get reaches the airspace of the roof, Hareza Mugureshet, so she's divorced. So now wait a minute, who owns this roof? B'mayat Skinon. Who owns this roof? Ileva Begad Dida. If it's her roof, for Chatzar Dida, and her Chatzar also, and the husband standing in the Chatzar, throwing it up onto the roof, so Lamali Avir Hagag. Why did it have to reach the airspace of the roof? It's in the airspace of the Chatzar too. While it's on its way up, it's in the airspace of the chaser. So she should be divorced from that moment. Why are we waiting for it to go to the airspace of the roof? Ella, what are you going to tell me? Begag di day, v'chaser di day? It's his chaser and his roof? Then ki yigi la'avra agag ma'ava. Then who cares? It's not her possession. It's his. She's on his roof. It's his chaser. She's not even divorced. Ella, it must be pshitat, obvious. Hagag dida, it's her roof for chatzar diday, but it's his chatzar. Must be that way. So it's his chatzar, he's standing in his rishus, she's in her rishus, and the minute it reaches her airspace, she's divorced. Aim a seifa. So look at the seifa of the Mishnah. The seifa of the Mishnah was the reverse case, where she's on the ground and he's up on the roof. Hu lumala vehi lamata. He's up on top, she's down below. Vizarkula, and he throws it to her. Kivan sheyatza mirishus hagag, once it leaves the roof, what did the Mishnah say? Nimchak o nisrat, if it gets erased or burnt, harezim mugureshes. She's divorced. Why? Because we say now it's her airspace. Now wait a minute. V'i begag dida, v'chatzar diday, if the gag belongs to her and the chatzar belongs to him, am I mugureshes? Why is she divorced? It's in his rishus. He's on the roof. Ele, it must be, begag diday, v'chatzar dida. It must be his roof and her chatzar. So that when he throws it off the roof, onto her chatzar, her rishos, she's divorced immediately. So the Gemara says, Reisha begag dida v'chatzar diday. The Reisha is talking about her roof and his chatzar. The Seifa begag diday v'chatzar dida. And the Seifa is the other way around? Why would this, that doesn't make any sense. Ella, it must be, lav, da'ashula, makom, dechad, makom, ashule. One second. Ella, lav, da'ashule, makom. It must be that it's always his, and he's lending her the area where she could be divorced. So either he's lending her the roof, he's not lending her the chatzar, so it has to wait till it reaches the roof. If he's lending her the chatzar, he's only lending her the chatzar. So the minute it goes into the chatzar, she's divorced immediately. It's, I don't know. Then the Gemara, now the Gemara says, "I'm going to be the area." What are you talking about? Dilma, maybe. Haka the Isa, Haka the Isa. Eat the Reisha is one case, and the Seifa is another case. In the Reisha, Begad Dida, V'chatzar Dida. Seifa, Begad Dida, V'chatzar Dida. It's almost stabber to say that. I'm not sure what forced Rav Chista to try to explain the Mishnah that you're talking about the same ownership. Why do you have to say that? Why? He says it wouldn't make sense to say two ownerships. Why not? I was thinking, because then maybe it's, what's the chiddush? Why do I have to say it twice? It's the same chiddush twice. Right? So the Gemara is not going to say why we're mentioning both cases. The point of the Mishnah is that the minute the get reaches your airspace, you're divorced. It doesn't have to actually reach the ground. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Right? I wouldn't have known that. In the air, I'm already divorced. I didn't even reach the ground yet. That's a chiddush. So the Mishnah tells it twice. So why does the Mishnah say it twice? I'm not sure. Maybe that's what they're driving at. That's what Rav Chista is driving at. Why are you saying it twice? It must be. You know why the Mishnah says it twice? because you only lend, there's a special din. Whenever you lend somebody land, space, for whatever reason, you're very specific about it. You're not very generous. You're only lending him the exact space that you're lending him, not anything else. And now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shalosh Midos Begitin. There are three different types of areas when it comes to Hilchas Gittin. Hada Amar Rebbe, three halachas. Three halachas that don't apply to Gittin, that apply to other areas in Shas, specifically Shabbos. Hada Amar Rebbe, Kluta Kibisha Hunch, that which we said, that Rebbe holds, that something flying through the air is considered already stationary. That's obligatory. The Rabbanan Aleha, and the Rabbanan argue on that. Hani Mili, that's only Linyan Shabbos. That's only by Shabbos. Aval Hacha, over here, Mishurman Turehu. The issue is guarded, Faha Bintar, and it's guarded. Faha the Amr of Chista. That which Rav Chista said in Masechta Shabbos also, the first parak over there. Not Kana B'Rashus Yachid. Let's say you stick a pole to Rashus Yachid, and on top of the pole you put this huge basket. Okay? Uberosho traskol, and on top of the pole you put a huge basket, v'zarak v'nach agabov, and you throw something from the Rishus Yochid into the basket, afilu gavoa mea ama, even if it's 100 amas tall, chayev, you're chayev. Why? Lafisha Rishus Yochid ola ad lirakia, because the Rishus Yochid goes up to the Shemayim. So when you put that pole, one second, it's a separate Rishus, and you're chayev for carrying. You moved it from one rishus to another rishus. Now, would we say the same thing about a get? We would not. You know why? It's only by Shabbos. But by get, the issue is guarded. And it's not guarded. Why is it not guarded? Because you have a basket resting on a flimsy pole. That's not guarded. You blow on that, it'll fall down. Especially the high, Rashi said, one of the first ones says, the higher you make that pole, the more flimsy it's going to be. The less strong it's going to be. Right, to make it 20 amas tall, kind of pulls that. It's not gonna, you can blow on it, it'll knock it down. That's not guarded. That would not be. You throw the get into that basket, it would not be a good get. Because it's not considered a rishus. For Shabbos it is, not for getting. You deserve to what? To be divorced? Next. V'ha da'am Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel. That which Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. That lo yamar adam begad zeh. V'yiklot megesham v'migago shel chavero. That we know that you're not allowed to transfer something from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, even if you're not passing through Rishus HaRabim. That might be Gzeira, but you're not allowed to do that. What about if you're on a roof? So I'm on my roof, and my next neighbor's on his roof, they're right next to each other. So the din about not transferring something from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid without passing through Rishus HaRabim, does that apply on the roof too? The answer is yes, it does. Why? Because we're not going to make a difference between the top of the house and the bottom of the house. If we can't do it on the bottom of the house, we can't do it on the top of the house. It's the same thing. So, lo yamar ad begad zeh, you can't sit on your roof, v'yiklot megesham migago shel chavero, and go into your neighbor's roof and collect the water over there. You're not allowed to do that. Shekishem shediyurin l'chalukin l'mata, just like the houses, the living quarters, are separated down below, kach diyurin chalukin l'mala. So too, they're separated up above. We don't make a distinction. Hanimi, that's only true for Inyan Shabbos. That's only true for Inyan Shabbos. Aval le'inyan get, but by get, I'm not exactly sure how this case is going to come up. Let's say you're on the roof with her also. You're on the roof with her, and you throw the get to her. Let's say it lands within her dalet amos, but part of that dalet amos is already in the next roof. That's the case. So it's already a little bit of the next guy's property. The halacha is, she is divorced. Why? Mishum kveda hu. Because the whole point is kveda. The kulei hai lo kapit inchi. Nobody cares if you're on top of the, nobody cares if someone's standing on your roof for a second. Nobody minds that. The issue is kveda. By Shabbos, the issue is Shabbos. It's a separate issue. So by Shabbos, you can't go to your neighbor's roof and collect his water or carry something over there. That's considered carrying. It's a gzeir of carrying. But when it comes to gittin, can I go, if the get falls onto the next guy's roof, she's standing there, and I throw it from here to there. Would that be a good get? 100%. Why? Nobody cares.
He can't lend her,
that's exactly the point. Nobody cares, it's like an automatic lending. Nobody minds. So if you throw it onto that property, no, he cannot. But since nobody minds, there's nobody, what's the reason that you can't? It's no worse than, let's say, Rishus HaYachid. No worse than a public street. Nobody minds. Go do it. Go have yourself a blessed up there. Nobody cares. So therefore, it'll be a good guess. Next, Amar Abaya. This is hard. Shtei chatzeros, two chatzers, Zulifnim mizu, one inside the other. So we have an outer chatzar and an inner chatzar. Pinimis, shalah. The inner chatzar belongs to her. Vahachitona, shalah. The outer chatzar belongs to him. Umachitos, hachitonos, odafos, ala pinimios. And the outer chatzars, the walls of the outer chatzar are bigger than the walls of the inner chatzar. So vizarkula, and you throw it from your chatzar to her chatzar. Kivin shigila aver mechitos hachitona, once it reaches the walls of the outer chatzar, harezu mugureshes. She's already divorced. Not even in her reshus yet. But it's on its way. My time, why? Because pinimios gufo b'mechitos hachitona come into her. Because the inner chatzar is protected by the walls of the outer chatzar. So we're taking this issue of protection so far, the big discussion, just out of time, such a big discussion in the Rishonim, how this works. What's going on here? Not even her Rishus yet. It's in my Rishus, on its way to her Rishus, but since my walls protect her inner chatzar, which they do, since my walls protect her inner chatzar, the divorce is chal when it reaches my Rishus because of the walls, because of the protection. That's a tremendous chiddush.
But she has right of
passage. Right, she has a right of passage, because there's no way for her to get in or out, 100%. But so what?
So the right of passage.
Right, I think one of the Rishonim might say that. One of the Rishonim. It's like a lot of different approaches how this is actually working. Like I said, unfortunately, we just don't have the time. Masha'en came bekupos. But that same halacha would not be true by boxes. For example, shtei kupos zu besoch zu. Two boxes, one inside the other. Again, pinimios shalah. The inner box belongs to her. Fachitonios shalah. The outer box belongs to him. Vizarkula. And he throws it to her. Even if it reaches the airspace of the inner box, she's not divorced. My time, why not? The halonach. Because the problem is the get didn't rest. It's still in the air. I hack it by the mechitzos, it's good, and by the boxes it's no good. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, V'chinach, my hava, who cares? Caleb shall lokeach brashus mocherhu. Okay, what do we have? We have a box inside another box. So her box is inside his box. So her box should be resting in his property. And we said yesterday that is good by, let's say, by a basket. We said it is good. That is good. So I have to rest. No, the box, the outer box doesn't have a bottom. So the inner box is resting in the outer box. It's not really a box. It's just four walls. It's just four empty, four-walled box. There's no bottom. So where is the box resting? The Mefarshim say, her inner box is on her property. It's on her property. So then why do you have to wait for it to rest? That I don't know. Why would that be different than a roof? Maybe because it's not guarded. In other words, those walls are not tall enough, so that's to wait till it rests. Does anyone understand that? No? The box, the inner box, there's an outer box, but the outer box doesn't have a floor, a bottom. So it's basically just four walls. There's no box. The inner box, her box, is resting on her property. Or let's say Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashanah, it doesn't make a difference. So when you throw the get, those walls must not be tall enough. So therefore, when you throw the get, it has to land on the floor. It can't land in the airspace. What kind of airspace is that? It's not hers.
Well, it makes a little more sense
than the other case.
Well, the only
case
is simpler because it's in
and out
of
Rishus,
though.
Right, right.
It has to be in her
chutzner. Yeah.
It doesn't say that.
Well, it's Rishus Rabim, right? So that's why it has to reach the bottom.
It
has to go into the box. Right. Beshame Omrim, Beshame says, Potu Adam Ishto Beget Yashon. You're allowed to give your wife a Get Yashon. What's a Get Yashon? An old Get. What does that mean? The Gemara will say in a minute. Ubet Hillel Osrim. Bet Hillel says, no way. The Ezer who get Yashon, what's considered an old get? Kalshin is Yachid Ima Me'acha Shekasvula. After you write the get, you then have Yichud with her. You wrote it, you have in mind to give it, and there's like a little bit of a reconciliation. So there's a machlokas between Beisham and Beis Hillel. Can you use that get now? Beis Hillel says no, Beisham says yes. Why not? A machlokas you could never think of. What's the going on? What's the machlokas about? Beisham says, you know why you can give the get? Why not? What's the reason you can't give this get? Lo amrina, we don't say gzira shemer yom rugita kodem livna. The whole problem is, let's say you date the get on Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. You date the get. Then on Beis Tammuz, you have yichud with her. Now what's going to happen? Let's say you didn't have yichud, you had more than yichud with her. You were with her, And now, there's going to be a baby born. So they're going to, and then you give her the get on Gimel Tammuz. So the people are going to question, hey, wait a minute. When was this baby born? This baby was born before the get, after the get. Look at this, look what they did. They were already divorced, and now they went ahead and had relations after the divorce. We're not choshish for that. Either they'll change the date, or, no, we're not choshish for such a problem. And Beit Hillel Omer, oh, sorry, Omer Amrinan, Gedeir Shema Yamru Gita Kodim Lovna. Maybe the get will come before. Because the issue is when it gets given, not when it's written. Not when the date on the get, even though it's important, that's not the chal. The chalos is when you hand it to her. Until you hand it to her, you can do whatever, you can be with her, it's not a problem. So, yeah. We said that? The 3 month separation? Yeah. Oh, okay. Right, so that's probably part of this gzeira.
It's part
of the gzeira. So what's the wise of Meshamay goes for that? He's not choshesh. And Beit Hillel choshesh. That's why according to Beit Hillel, you can't do this. Once it gets written, it's already like Seth said, it's already separation. You can't, and then we're going to run into problem. People are going to think that the baby was born after the get. It's not true, really. But people are going to think that. It's going to cause a kilkel. Don't give it.
Oh,
so if you change the date, then it's not considered a get yoshin anymore. Why? What? No, because what day? People look at the date. People look at the whole event. No, they were with each other beforehand. Right. So we're talking about, let's say it's not a question of days, it's a question of months. Right? It's a question of months. It's a big issue. Just one more line. Amar of Abba Amar Shmuel Imnithes, if they got divorced, if they got married, so let's say she got remarried. Lo Tetei, she doesn't have to get divorced. In other words, that's what kind of problem is that? So there was a chashash, but she could stay married to the second guy. They could deal with Amar of Abba Amar Shmuel in this Garsha, Tinasi Lechatchila. She could even get married Lechatchila. She gets divorced from this husband, even though there was a mistake here. The get Yashon doesn't mean she can still get married. Lechachil, it's not a problem. Okay, we'll stop here and we will continue tomorrow. Today's shiur was learned Le'ilu Nishmas Avram Yitzchak Ben Yaakov, who's in the yard side is today. The neshama should have an aliyah.